Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Greetings in Jesus' name. And why don't we start with a word of prayer? Our Father in heaven, thank you for a new day. Thank you for the resurrection and what you have done for us, and that we can worship you today. I pray that you would come and that you would fill us now with your hallowed presence, and bless the things I speak. I pray that you would help me to speak what I should, and that the words would, that each one's heart would be open to hear from you. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's turn in our Bibles to Ecclesiastes 12, 1 through 14. I'm mostly thinking of the last two verses here. Well, maybe I'll just write on the board to start out. I have three main thoughts this morning. So we need purpose in life, and that purpose, finding purpose, comes from bringing glory, or from to, comes by being a servant of God. We, in being a servant of God, we find purpose, and that brings glory to God. That's what I'm trying to get across on the board there. So I'll just, I think I'm just going to read the whole chapter here to bring us along. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil day come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease, because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bow be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished of making many books. There is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And so I read the whole chapter just to get us a little feel of Ecclesiastes and to bring us up to those two verses. So the purpose of our life is to fear God and keep his commandments. And that is very familiar to us. I think we all know that. So that gets me started here on the first one. We need purpose. And fearing God and keeping his commandments simply means that we do what he says. And that is where we find purpose. And in doing what God says, we become a servant of God. Let's turn now to Genesis 6, 5 through 22. I think I'll just read it. Genesis 6, 5 through 22. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God, and Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. Make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make in the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life, from under heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come unto thee, to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all the food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. And so Noah here is clearly that Noah was a servant of God. And it's easy to think that the The earth is wicked now, and it is wicked now, and it's getting worse. But what about in Noah's day? Noah was really the only righteous man left, and today there still are a lot of righteous people left on the earth. So I think Noah probably had it worse off than we did. We do. And so my challenge from that is, would have you been able to remain faithful in a time when everyone else was not faithful? In verse 8, it says, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." And I don't think it's as saying as much that God had some kind of special grace for Noah. I think it's more that Noah went to God and found grace. It was Noah's choice. Verse 9 says that Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and that Noah walked with God. So once again, Noah chose to be a servant of God. In verses 14 through 21, God gives Noah directions for building the ark. And it's quite a lot of stuff that God tells him how to do it. And then in verse 22, it says, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." And that is what made Noah a true servant of God, is he did what God commanded him to do. So, let's allow Noah to preach to us a little bit this morning. How are we doing? I know we are all at different places in our lives. And I don't know. That's what for God to know where we are at and in our journey. Are we being a servant of God like Noah was? Think a little bit about what you were doing yesterday or last week. What about the things you will be doing in the coming weeks? What are the responsibilities God has given you? You are supposed to be a servant of God. Are you being one? So, once again, being a servant of God brings glory to God. And I'm not here to say that you are all not serving God, but to prompt us to higher ground and to make us think. The things in our paths that seem like obstacles is God actually giving us opportunities to serve Him, which brings Him much glory. And don't let your life become an obstacle course to dodge your way through it. But by the grace and power of God and His grace, use your obstacles as opportunities for God to work little miracles in your life. And that brings much glory to God. So that is really what I have for you this morning. I think you could almost get an arrow and make it a circular. It's an upward. We need purpose. So we be a servant of God, which brings Him glory, which brings us purpose. And that is what I want to leave with you all this morning.